Perched in San Francisco Bay, Angel Island was opened in 1910. For the next 30 years, it was the point of entry for most of the 175,000 Chinese who immigrated to the United States. One man detained at Angel Island, Shonan Li, who is now 91, shared with China Daily his memories of that time. On February 5, 1935, the 14-year-old Li and his mother, Oh So-kyung, docked at a pier in San Francisco. Having traveled from China aboard the steamship President Taft, a 24-day journey that left them seasick. They came to join Li's father, Lam Bu, who ran a poultry business and delicatessen in Oakland's Chinatown. However, the son and mother were detained on Angel Island for 18 months, fighting a legal battle to prove they were in fact related to the Chinese merchant. Bribery was common at that time, and Li said he and his mother could have avoided their legal ordeal by handing $500 to the authorities. But Li's father refused to bribe the officers, and the family decided to take their case to court. After 18 months, including a trial, the U.S. government still refused to grant Li and his mother U.S. immigration documents. The federal government repealed the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1943, when China was an ally of the U.S. in World War II.